Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Few people know that poets and intellectuals worked for Fortune magazine during the Great Depression. Cornell University's visiting assistant professor of history, Robert Vanderlaan, describes how history is repeating itself.
In the mid-1930s, the worst years of the Great Depression, Fortune magazine was written largely by poets and intellectuals. Henry Luce hired poets for his magazine, he said, because it was easier to teach a poet to read a balance sheet than it was to teach an accountant to write, and Luce wanted his magazine to be well written. But why did poets like the well-known Archibald MacLeish and the ambitious James Agee choose to write for a business magazine? Later intellectuals viewed mass culture magazines such as Luce's Time, Fortune, and Life as politically biased and as culturally destructive. Today's intellectuals view the academy as their natural home. But serious writers in the 1930s saw possibilities as journalists and intellectuals, writing for the nation's most important and popular magazines, Fortune among them. Luce's great business magazine tasked itself with chronicling what it called America's business civilization. During the Depression, driven by its poets and intellectuals, this came to mean criticizing corporations for failing to serve the public interest. It meant advocating for what it called a radical capitalism that could make freedom meaningful by providing working men and women with economic security. Fortune magazine became an important critic of business and a surprising champion of the assumptions that fueled Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. Today we talk a lot about new media. The early 20th century saw the advent of its own new media, mass circulation magazines, radio programs, and movie newsreels, and saw similar debates about their impact. At that time, serious writers, poets included, saw this new media as an opportunity to create a more democratically inclusive and culturally rich nation. Rediscovering what they achieved in their world helps us understand what is at stake in ours.
That was Cornell University's Robert Vanderlaan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.